The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
And a very good morning to you all. This is Ryan Tubridy broadcasting live from the front door, essentially, of Arnott's here in the city centre of Dublin, Ireland, at 3 minutes past nine. We're here till 10. The text number is 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. We are seriously Christmased up here today. The jumper's back on after I put it away for a few days just to try and get down off the toy show cloud, but we're back in business again, and we're delighted to be back with our friends in Ireland because it just feels like it's all good. And we got up to see Santa's grotto a little earlier on, but I have to tell you, he wasn't there at that time, so I just sat in his throne, on his throne, borrowed it, which made it, of course, instantly a throne of lies. But he'll be there in his throne of truth in the next few minutes, and families from all around the country love to come and see Santa here at Arnott's. Why wouldn't they? He is a busy man, and the grotto here is really, really lovely, and they've done something really kind, which I'm very happy about, because it seems to be a theme this Christmas, and that is to say that if you come to see Santa here, you pay €10, and the full whack, the full €10 goes to the Vincent de Paul, svp.ie, which is just exactly where we want to be today. I know everyone's out buying stuff, and they need to get stuff, but in the middle of all that, just pause for a second and think about other people who might need a little dig out, as we say, a hand up rather than a hand out. And that's a lovely gesture by the people here at Arnott's, at Santa's Grotto. We were only sitting down and in the door 2.5 minutes when, oh, the coffee has arrived. You're very good, lad. You'll go a long way now, you know that? and the doors open, and in came a bunch of people to say hello. And the first thing I got was a gorgeous present from I think it's Yvette and Donal. And he's in bed in the Hilton because they're from Leixlip. They went to see Rod Stewart last night. And it's Colette and Donal. And she sent me a card. She said they were in the States recently. She found a Christmas jumper decoration on a hanger, which I'll post pictures of later on. Isn't that gorgeous? And she just gave it to me, brought it all the way back from the States and dropped it in. She said, my husband thinks I'm mad. But they're going back now to the Hilton, and sure, good luck with that. I'd say they had a great night at Rod Stewart, which is just a splendid thing to happen in your life. Claire Dively joins us. Hi, Claire. Where's she gone? Claire's here every Christmas, and it's lovely. And straight in with the Christmas card. Thank you so much. Emma Gillihini and Susan from Blessington, mother and daughter. Good morning to you both. And they showed me a picture on their phone, which they took of me with them 10 years ago, pretty much to the day. So the 10-year-old is Emma, I take it, is now a 20-year-old, which is amazing. And you're from Blessington. But tonight you're going to be from Dublin, because I'm going to give you 2 tickets to go and see Rod Stewart tonight. So did you know that? Did you know you were going? Come over here. Take this. This is it. Happy birthday. You know it's your birthday soon. Mother and daughter, you come to see us, you get presents. So go and see Rod Stewart tonight. He was busy this morning, or at least in the last couple of... Are you happy about that? Yeah, good. You like Rod Stewart? Yeah, great. You'll have a great night together. Good. Happy Christmas from us to you. You're so lovely. And Rod Stewart played last night. Apparently, that's what Colette there with the Christmas jumper decoration went to see him and said he was a knockout. And he'd been tweeting to say, Grace remains a most tragic love story to me today. I took some of my bandmates to show them Kilmainham Jail where it all happened. It's impossible not to be moved. And we were. See you all at the Three Arena on Thursday. And he sang it last night. And not only did he sing it, but he brought up Sean and Frank O'Mara, who you might remember we introduced him to on the Late Late Show. He brought them up on stage to say hello and to introduce them to the people in the audience. It's just gorgeous. The two brothers wrote Grace in 1985. So Sean wrote the lyrics, Frank wrote the melody, and off they go together, and it's just great. Now, I was walking up from O'Connell Bridge this morning. It was still dusky, and I Instagrammed some stories, Insta stories. You can look at it, Insta Tubridy, you'll find them there, and on the RTE Radio 1 Instagram page. But I put up some stories of just Dublin looking beautiful and Christmassy, at Daniel O'Connell's monument, which is magnificent. Then I made my way up to the GPO, and that looked gorgeous too, with the spire and the Christmas trees, and then all the way down to the front here of Arnott's on Mary Street, and it is just so Christmassy. They've got the tinsel and the lights and the greenery all around the front of the building, and it's magnificent. And people are coming in off the street now this morning for what I would call a Dublin word, is it? For a gawk. They're coming for a gawk to have a look at your man from the toy show or from the radio show, from the TV show. And they're kind of going, looks a bit weirder in real life, but here we are. We're stuck with them now. The fella's there. What are you putting up flags out there? Is that what you're doing? On your crane. Be careful. Call health and safety now. You shouldn't be looking at me. Keep an eye on the job there, lads. And they're still... still they go. I met a fella called Michael this morning. Got out of his delivery van. He said, excuse me. I said, yeah. I said, Michael. He said, I want to be an actor. What do I do? I said, you're right into RTE with your clip of what you do best, and you should be on Fair City in no time at all. So good luck to Michael. He's in the Gaiety School of Acting, actually, which is pretty impressive. And we will be talking acting of a sort. There you are, Michael. Good man. It's only talking about you. Did you set up your stall yet?
Give us a good shout.
I just did. Just gave you a great shout.
Yeah.
Go on, put them on. Hang on.
Have loads of chocolate out there for sale if anyone wants to buy any.
Where are you from, Michael?
I'm from Ballyfermot, I am, yeah.
And you want to be an actor?
I do, yeah.
Who's your favourite actor?
They love me over in the Gaiety. I'm only over there about three months.
Yeah.
They love me.
And when you're not in the Gaiety, what are you doing here?
I'm doing this Henry Street, man. Yeah.
And you're doing this?
Absolutely, Abby. Might kill me if I didn't.
What's the big seller this Christmas?
Toblerones.
Are they?
Sold out. We're only here 3 days and I sold out already, man. Yeah.
Do you do the white ones as well as the other ones?
No, just the legit ones. Just the legit ones.
No, I said the white ones. But they're all legit, obviously.
Yeah, they're all legit, yeah.
And do you run the stall as well?
All right, we've two stalls. We have the biggest fanciest stall out there. It's in my family about 60 years.
And what's the family name?
What? Hunt, yeah. And Hunt and Mars together, yeah. Hunt and Mars.
And when do you get time to do the acting classes?
In the evenings. I left here last night at 6:30 and I ran from my stall across Halfpenny Bridge and got over there. I was in a sweat. And he knew straight away. I had to go in and had four pairs of clothes. I went into the house, had to go in and come out with a Tesco bag full of clothes. Yeah?
Listen to me. If you're not a star in the next 2 years, I don't know if there's any point in us being
Thank
a busy.
You very
Michael,
much.
Best of luck. Happy Christmas.
Yeah, God bless.
Give that man a round of applause. A star is born. 9:10 here in Ireland. That's great stuff. What do we got for you? Yeah, we'll be talking to two of the cast members from the Gate Productions of the Christmas Carol, the Charles Dickens, which is wowing audiences. Apparently, it's amazing. I'm going to go and see it next week. And the word is very strong on that. Still some tickets available for January, but get busy booking that now if you want them, because they're going to scoot. There's a big row in one of the papers today because, as they say, what better way to show your partner you love her this Christmas than to gift her an exercise bike? Now, that was not a wise thing to do, but this is what happened. The Peloton bike company saw its share price plummet by over 9% yesterday following the launch of its new ad, which was criticised as being sexist. The bikes cost £2,000 for the basic package, and it says the advert features a man presenting his wife with a stationary bike on Christmas morning. And the world has decided that's not right, and the bikes are going to die a death. Playing the flute, meanwhile, or the trumpet may seem a relatively safe activity, but wind musicians do not realise the risks to their health. Flutes should carry a health warning, it says here. People who play in the brass or woodwind sections of orchestras are 16% more likely to suffer a respiratory illness such as bronchitis. So somebody get on to Michael Flatley immediately and tell him that flute is no good to him at all. And then one last one, because I was up with Caroline there at the what do you call them? The men's perfume. Was aftershave, sorry. That's men's perfume. I didn't know what the word was. Aftershave, thank you. Section. And she was showing me one or two of the packages and said, you get this, you get that. But according to the papers today, Birdseye, as in Captain Birdseye, have launched their own scent. Now, this sounds pretty crazy. Scent of the Sea Ahoy is inspired by their mascot, Captain Birdseye, and they're aiming to launch its first ever aftershave for men. 50 bottles of it are up for grabs. A spokesman for Birdseye, best known for its fish fingers, said, inspired by the hypnotic and evocative power of the high seas, this aromatic scent is reminiscent of a fresh ocean breeze bursting with top notes of zingy grapefruit, sweet mandarin, and intoxicating patchouli for a sharp and energizing burst with every spritz. I won't be going there, but it was nice of them to suggest it, which is great. 51551 is the text number. Good morning, everybody. Morning, Ryan, like it's school. Okay, I want to get this coffee into me and meet some people. We've got a very busy show between now and 10 o'clock. If you're passing by Arnott's or if you're in town, come and say hello. It's free for all. 51551 being the text, the email ryan@rte.ie. We will start musically with this. Girl has just come straight into my eye line. looking at me like I'm some sort of wizard of weirdness. What's your name?
Amelia.
Amelia. Come over here. Come in under the rope and come over here. I want to give you something. How old is Amelia? You're 5 years old. Come over. Give us. We'll just say a quick hello. We weren't meant to say hello to you. You're 5 years old. Where are you from?
Ireland.
Ireland. Really? And have you? Are you here to see Santa today?
Yeah.
Can you tell me what you're going to ask Santa for? What's on your list? What would you like for Christmas? It's hard to remember, is it? Do you want dolls? What does she want? Maybe Mammy will tell me.
Kitchen.
Okay. Now listen. A voice. So what I'll do is I'm going to give it this. This is, you're going to go and see what's called the Snowman Christmas Special at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre on Saturday with your mum. And you're going to have great fun and enjoy it. And happy Christmas. She's wearing a lovely silver hat. Yay, Christmas. It's in her face. You're like, what's going on? Good morning. Okay, we're live from the Arnott's window as such. It's the foyer, if I'm going to say it properly. Joined by Aoife and Gerry Duff. Welcome both.
Morning.
And you might be saying, why are you talking to these people from Rush in County Dublin? Well, Aoife is the daughter and Gerry is the dad. And Aoife, you are doing something beautiful together this weekend. Tell me what's happening.
So myself and Dad are both pilots for Aer Lingus, and we're going to be flying together as captain and first officer to Seattle this Saturday.
Hey! That's exciting!
For the first time.
For the first time?
Yeah.
And you're captain?
That's correct, Ryan. Yeah.
And your rank is?
First officer.
First officer?
Yeah.
What does that mean in the cockpit in terms of how you guys operate? I mean, do you have to switch off the familial relationship, or do you
kind of will a little
do
bit?
Yeah,
no.
Do you work off it?
We have specific roles that we have to do, Ryan. And on Saturday, we'll keep to what they call standard operating procedures, and we will do what we're supposed to do.
But in between that, when you're say coasting, if that's the right word,
yes,
is that be fair to say? Let's say you're over the ocean. Would you be saying, "So listen, did you get everything for Christmas?"
Yeah, no,
talk and conversations and stuff like that.
It's
absolutely,
yeah.
It's easy. Did you always want to be a pilot?
Definitely when I was a child, and if you made your first Holy Communion and you have one of those things on the wall that said, when I grew up, I wanted to be a pilot.
Is that right?
And then teenage years, less so. I was in school kind of post-Celtic Tiger, and then pilots were losing jobs. So that wasn't really an option back then.
Sure.
And then when I started looking into CAO and college options, it started to become an option again. So when I was in college, I interviewed for Aer Lingus 3 times and was finally successful on the third time.
Third time lucky.
I love your persistence, because a lot of people would have said first time, maybe second time, forget it. But you kept going.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
And now you're flying. You're flying us all over the world.
Absolutely,
Do you start little with little flights across the Irish Sea first or into Europe? Is that how it works?
You fly to Europe, yes. So we have 2 fleets. We have short haul and long haul. So the short haul would be from anywhere from the likes of Manchester as far as Turkey and the Canary Islands. That's what I started off on.
Yeah.
And then 3 months ago, I started flying long haul, which is how I'm getting to fly with my dad, because he's a long haul captain.
And how did they designate the shift to allow for the pair of you to work together?
It's turned up completely on random.
It was
random.
By chance, yeah.
Purely,
yeah.
This wasn't some chance. Sort of arrangement.
Yeah, the roster gods shone down on us.
The roster gods. Yeah. And you have a lot of aviation in your family.
Yes.
You all. Can you give us kind of a sense of just how...
Well, Aoife is the eldest in the family. Yeah. Next is Aisling, who's 2 years younger than Aoife, and she was cabin crew with Aer Lingus for 5 years.
Was she?
And now she's down in Shannon trained to be air traffic controller.
Okay.
The next guy,
that's a leap.
Who's 21 years of age, he's over in London with British Airways City Flyer. He's first officer.
Okay.
And then James, the youngest guy, he's just making his mind up at the moment. And then I've also got 2 cousins who are in the aviation industry. And back in the late 60s, my uncle and godfather was an engineer with Aer Lingus, and he went off to Boeing in Seattle to be the liaison engineer between Aer Lingus and Boeing when the jumbos were being introduced.
If we cut you, you'll bleed wings.
Exactly.
And then we have the breeder over here.
And the breeder? Get a microphone on the breeder. Could you introduce your good lady
wife, please? This is my wife, Patricia, who's mother of all our children. And
Breeder. So, Mum, you're very welcome. Obviously, she's wearing her Jingle Bells jumper.
Yeah.
But you very kindly have brought with you some photographs of your visits to Santa. I suppose you guys probably go to visit...
Every Christmas Eve, we used to come into Dublin from Rush, where we live, and...
We used to see Santa.
We used to come in and see Santa every Christmas Eve, and...
Yeah.
So this is your this
so
is.
So that's the first time, and I reckon I'm three, and my sister is two in that.
Then.
It's probably a year or two later. So
you can tell nearly by the fashion you're wearing.
Oh, proper 90s fashion.
Hairstyles, yes, hairstyles were good.
And there you are. Are these all photos of
all Arnott? Yeah.
This is here in Arnott.
Same
Arnott,
Santa.
Yeah?
If you look in the photos, the same Santa.
It's always the same Santa.
It is always the same Santa. Yes.
And that's that one there, and there's that one there.
So
yes, as you can see, we're growing in numbers.
Everyone's getting a little older.
Yes, mummy and daddy as well.
And there we go again and again. And look at you. And then we, that's when you. And then, of course, you decided to leave Santa to the younger ones at that stage.
Yeah, yeah.
But the queue was very big. We had to let room for the younger ones, you know?
Yes. Yeah. You kind of visit Lanzagrotto now, don't you?
Yeah, that's it.
Totally different experience.
Absolutely.
And now that you're going to be flying together, is it a beautiful thing? Are you kind of excited?
It's a very proud moment, both for us as a family and for Aer Lingus. It's 40 years since the last time a father and daughter crew have flown together.
So Grainne Cronin, who you might know, is the first female captain Aer Lingus, and she got to fly with her father, we reckon, about 35, 40 years ago now. So that's what we think is the last
time. It's a long time coming.
It's a long time, but a very proud moment for the family, absolutely.
And, Mammy, are you delighted when they're to hear the news? That's
very proud. Very proud of them all, yes.
Are you delighted that they're going to be out of your hair now for a few days?
No, I'm going with them.
Are you flying with them? Are you?
She's coming for the spin.
She's coming along.
Down the back of the bus.
Absolutely down the back. Eh?
Turning right on the other. But why
no
you,
turning left.
Why are you in the moon boot today? Okay, you've got a sore leg. Okay.
I have a stress fracture.
Are you okay?
I'm grand.
It's not not too stressful, is it?
No.
Okay, I love your jumper, by the way.
Thank you.
Christmased up. And it's a very, very exciting time ahead. So I just want to wish you Merry Christmas.
Many happy returns,
Jerry Duff. You've got the Christmas buzz going on in your family.
Absolutely.
I can see that. Is the tree up already?
Oh, yeah. Mum and Dad's baby is their Christmas tree. We probably should have brought a photo of this. So it probably puts Arnott's Christmas trees to shame. They have a 12-foot Christmas tree in their living room.
3,500 lights on it. It's just, we'll show you the photograph in a minute.
What, is it a real tree or?
No, it's artificial.
An artificial tree. It
takes 4 hours. Four adults, 4 hours to put it up.
Four adults, four hours.
Yeah.
Four nights or an hour afterwards to. Oh, I see a picture of it now.
That's it.
That's not a tree, that's an installation.
Absolutely. We're running the National Grid off it.
Oh, I love it. You really get the Christmas thing, which is great.
We do, absolutely.
Safe
and well
travels.
Done on the toy show, by the way.
Thank you very much indeed. And listen, a safe wind on your sails as
thank
you
travel. Thank you very much,
Ryan.
Yeah, it's a really nice story. Happy Christmas.
And we'll see you up there.
Yeah, I hope so. Okay, thank you very much indeed to the Duff family, Aoife and Jerry making history this Saturday, which is very, very exciting. It's 9:22. We'll the text number 51551. You can email ryan@rte.ie. If you're listening in from, given that we've been talking about the United States, God bless America, where pretty much everyone's asleep at this point, but if you're listening from around the world and you're feeling a little homesick and you're thinking of Dublin and Ireland and the lights and Christmas and Santa and grottos, text us to 51551 and we'll say hello to the people you love from wherever you are. We'd like to do that for you this morning. Karen's been on to say, Michael, who we just met outside, has just put the biggest smile on my face this morning, and I really wasn't feeling like smiling. He needs his own slot. He does. He's going to be a star, if I'm not mistaken. Ryan, says Kieran, make sure you go up to the Christmas market upstairs, go to Cornude Popcorn, try the Belgian chocolate and also the marshmallow popcorn. What? And say hello to Ruth. I will. That's what I'm going to do. As soon as this show is over, I'm going to popcorn it up post-show. Right, 9:23, we'll take a break. We're live from the department store. Arnott's here in Dublin, and we have a cast of thousands joining us this morning. But we're also joined by Ebenezer Scrooge and Bob Cratchit, who are working all the hours they can at this time of year in the Gate Theatre's production of A Christmas Carol offstage. They are, of course, Owen Rowe and Hugh O'Connor. Welcome, Owen. Welcome you.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, I'm very excited to see you both today.
Thank you. This is the middle of the night for us.
I appreciate that. And to be dragged out here, I mean, hopefully the union are onto this get your tea break payment on this one, but obviously the word about the Christmas Carol production in the Gate is very, very positive. What's happening, Owen?
I mean, it's been very phenomenal, the whole success of it. I mean, we are sold out, but with our tickets in January. Now people might say, why would we celebrate Christmas in January? Well, there's actual plays. It's a Jack Thorne script, who wrote all the Harry Potter plays. He's everywhere now. Dark Materials, Aeronauts, whatever. He's everywhere. But the script, the story itself, I know it's a Christmas story, but it still has a universal, timeless story to tell, etc. And it's a very entertaining piece.
I think it's one of my all-time favourite stories, as yarns go. I mean, it's such a beautiful... I mean, when you think of It's a Wonderful Life, one of my favourite film, it's George Bailey. It's that sense, isn't it?
It's all borrowed from that.
It just goes, life is going pear-shaped, and then something kind happens, and then everything changes. It's about hope and possibility, but also it doesn't hide away from the fact that life can be really tough.
And people are really moved by this production, and people are in floods of tears and laughing and then crying again. So it's that kind of, why not?
Why not? Absolutely. And I mean, you're sporting great sideburns.
I know, it's not a Noddy Holder tribute.
No. It's
to celebrate Noddy Holder's pension. No, it's not that. It's for Scrooge, unfortunately.
But it's a good look for you, actually. You carry it off very, very well. Hugh O'Connor, nice to see you again, Hugh. It's always good to have you on the programme. And you, of course, are playing Bob Cratchit.
Yes.
I think that's a brilliant bit of casting for you, of course, because you've got a kind face. But it doesn't he, Hugh? But really, it's perfect casting. And it's one of those, I think my favourite interpretation of Bob Cratchit is, of course, Kermit the Frog in The Muppet Christmas Carol.
Well, that's what I'm basing my... Is it really?
Yeah. I know, of course. So how are you finding it, Bob Cratchit?
It's been great. I mean, we'd actually worked together with Selena a few years ago on King Lear, so it was so lovely to reunite with them.
It's a big leap, isn't it? King Lear to Bob Cratchit.
Yes. Not that different.
Well, I suppose in the sense that it doesn't matter that The Christmas Carol sounds kind of cute and old-fashioned as such, but actually, as you say, it's a universal story. And it's not as cutesy. There's darkness in it.
In this production, certainly, Jack Thorne's writing the script. It's he goes deeper into it. He borrows from Dickens's past and gives Scrooge that kind of history with a trouble with his father and being in debt and all that. So it goes a little deeper. Yeah. But it doesn't sacrifice any of the fun either.
Dickens loved a debtor's prison. He loved all that stuff, didn't he?
Yeah, so that's very present in it, you know.
Okay, and again, that'll resonate for people in terms of poverty and difficulty making bills and so on. So it's all there.
We're actually having a fundraiser at the end of every show for a school that's nearby called St. Vincent's Boys School. And it's a lot of them are homeless and in dire poverty. So there's a collection at the end of every production for this school, which is close by to the gate. But I'm glad to say they're doing well out of it too.
What a great thing to do. I think that people, I mean, I know when we did the toy show on Friday night and the response to it was largely about kindness. I keep saying it this week, but I think the more you say it, the more infectious maybe it gets. And even here in Ireland, upstairs, there's Santa's Grotto. They don't charge you necessarily, but there's a €10 donation to Vincent de Paul straight away.
Yeah.
So like what you're doing after the show, I think people are cognizant of the fact that if you have the cash to be able to afford to go to a beautiful theatre, that you should be able to have a little nod to someone else who might be in the same boat.
And it's really appreciated by the school as well, I have to say. They're delighted because they could do with that money, you know. They really are.
And tell me about Tiny Tim in this production, Hugh.
Yeah, well, it's actually played by a girl called Niamh Moriarty, who's incredible. She has cerebral palsy. She has, actually. She does, and she's incredible. I mean, she's giving such a beautiful performance.
She is indeed. She's wonderful.
Yeah.
Do you have to carry her?
Yes, about 8 times. Yeah. But you know, she's so excited backstage. Like we do the lines together. We're miming everybody's lines. Like she's so honestly enthusiastic. She just gives us all such a lift.
She's great spirit. Yeah,
she has. She's really amazing.
Isn't that great? And I believe the staging of it is very interesting. Like it's different as well. It is very.
It's in the round of sorts, and it was very atmospheric. I have to say there's a lot of surprises on the stage as well. There's a lot of trapdoors and things coming up out of the ground and things vanishing.
Don't tell me too much. I'm coming to see it very, very soon. I'm very excited about it. And of course, we had her on the Late Late Show recently, Fionnuala Flanagan, who is the doyenne, isn't she? She's a lady.
She is.
A lady of ladies, and she's in it as Ghost incredible. Of Christmas Past, I think.
Yes.
Is that it?
Yes.
Are all the ghosts female?
They are, they are. Camilla Sullivan is Ghost of Christmas Present, and Kate Gilmore is Future. So, I don't know. It's what was in the script, I think, because Dickens had lacked so much female energy in his life. I think
he needed a bit of the other in his life.
So, you've got, he does sort of beat himself up over the fact that he didn't have a proper relationship, and how he messed that up during his life as well. That's all there.
It's all there.
Yeah, so it's all there.
It sounds wonderfully grim and great at the same time.
To think that to go in January wouldn't be as effective. It's a very entertaining piece, and it's a good play.
I mentioned Kermit the Frog, but of course Albert Finney did a great Scrooge, didn't he?
Yeah, he was my hero.
Was he really?
He was my favourite one, actually.
Is that right? I must watch it back.
Yeah, and probably I borrowed one or two things from him, actually.
Well, that's fair enough, sure. We're all borrowing from someone.
Absolutely.
I borrowed from Kermit, so...
Did you?
You're halfway up the stairs, Mom. But he was my favourite one, actually. And he's kind of forgotten. I don't know why, but however, he was my favorite.
I'm going to dig that up now and watch that before I come and see you. And you're heading off to the States with a great production of Hamlet.
Hamlet,
right?
That's right.
Congratulations.
Thanks for going to New York. Ruth Negga's playing Hamlet again. We did it in the Gate last year.
Yeah, massive.
So we're going there for 6 weeks, and I'm looking forward to that.
That's exciting.
It's a nice way to start the new year, yeah.
And what about you, Hugh? What's happening in the new year beyond Christmas Carol?
I have a photo exhibition actually in Armagh.
Oh, congratulations.
In the marketplace, which I'm really excited about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
and what are the photos of, if I may ask?
Just my gaff, no.
my crib, given it's Christmas.
It's landscapes and portraits and things I've done over the years.
Gorgeous.
Really nice of them to ask me. So yeah, it's just something that I did for fun, but it sort of helped me in the directing side of what I do as well. So
you're pursuing side of things as well. Well, look, thank you both for coming in to see us today.
Cheers, Ryan. Thanks.
And
thanks,
sorry for dragging you out of the lab.
Not at all.
But we do appreciate it. I'm very excited to come and see you on the other side of the stage, as it were. So good luck with it all. Happy Christmas to
you
both
too,
of you and your families. And thanks very much indeed for your time this morning. That being, of course, Owen Rowe and Hugh O'Connor, currently starring in A Christmas Carol at the Gate Theatre, which has still tickets available for January. I think December, you're saying, sold out. GateTheatre.ie. And they're going to be launching their 2020 programme online from midday today. And I just think there's something exciting happening in the Gate that we haven't seen the likes of since The Great Gatsby and things like that. I think it's probably bringing people like me who'd be a little bit fair weather back to the theatre, which is great news for everyone involved. So well done to you and all.
Thank you
very much. Maybe a round of applause for our stalwarts this morning. Okay, 51551. Say hello to my daughter Jean, who's in Melbourne, and her boyfriend Andy. Their third year away. That's awful. We miss them more every day. And I'd hope to be in Henry Street, but I have to be in Mass to be a godmother from Bernadette Anderson and family. Well, good morning to Jean in Melbourne, or g'day. And could you say hello to my daughters Kira and Carol in Melbourne, and my granddaughter Caitlin Hannah, who'll be 2 on Saturday, and her dad Steve, whose birthday is today, from Margaret, who's in Yall. And I think it's really tough to be a mammy or dad when you've got your daughters in Australia. It's a far, far away. At least in Europe, they can pop back a little more regularly, but Australia's far, far away. So we're sending you all the love and good thoughts this morning all over the world. And thank you for those texts, which can keep coming to 51551. We've lots more to do, lots more to talk about. What about you two? What are your names? We'll get a microphone over to you, just to keep the children going in here. I want to say
hello. Lauren.
And who's that beside you?
I'm Olivia.
And are you related?
We're sisters.
Your sisters. And who's older?
Me.
You. And you've got the hat on with the two balls on the side of it, and you're ready to go. Are you here to see Santa today?
Yeah.
Tell me immediately what you're going to ask him for.
An Xbox.
Did you hear the gasp from the adults? Because Santa only has about 10 Xboxes in his sleigh, so hopefully he'll get it. What about your sister? What are you asking for?
I don't know.
You haven't a clue? Now listen, I always tell children, this is a really important life lesson. There's a fine line between a surprise and a shock. So just write stuff down, because otherwise Santa might disappoint you. Just so you know that. And you know he's got on to the Irish elves about the CAO form. He loves the CAO form. And he wants you to write down different choices that you want to make, and then he'll help you make the decision along the way. How about that? So I'm going to send you guys to the Snowman Christmas Special at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre this Saturday. Happy Christmas. And that's a nice day. Who brought you in here today, girls? Who are you here with?
My mom and my dad.
Your mom? Oh, that's perfect. So the four of you can go to the Bord Gáis on Saturday and have another Christmas day out. How about that? Yeah. Happy Christmas. And Padder, where's Padder? Padder, if you go behind you here, what's this little dote here on her dad's shoulders? Now, that's like Bob Cratchit. Who am I talking to here?
See your name. What's your name? My name is Amelia.
And what's your name?
Toby.
Toby, and are you in to see Santa, or are you just passing by?
We're just passing by, and she wanted to see.
Is she your only daughter?
No, I have two of them. One is in school, and this one.
And how old is the other daughter?
She's 5.
5. And how old is Amelia? 3.
Amelia's 3, going to be 4.
Great stuff. And what do they want from Santa this Christmas? Do you know?
I have a list.
You have a list?
A long list.
Well, just know what? Check it twice and just get the top 2 things, because when Santa sees long lists, he generally gets the top 2 things. Tell them that, will you?
Yeah.
Tell them that, because I know elves. I know stuff.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea of what they might like from Santa?
Oh, yeah, they want Barbies. Yeah, and they owned a lot of things, a lot of Barbies.
I'm sensing a lot of stress off you, Toby.
There's a lot of stress there. It's Christmas stress.
It's Christmas stress. And you know, it's the opposite of what it should be, but it is very stressful. So I'm going to send you and the girls to this snowman as well in the Bordgash Energy Theatre.
Thank you very much.
Wish you happy Christmas there. That might take some of the stress out of all of this.
Thank you.
Do you hear me?
Thank you.
Okay. Hey, listen, happy Christmas to you, and nice to see you. Thanks for coming in today. It's 9:36. Why don't we take a break and we'll take some music and do other stuff. We're here till 10 in the foyer of Arnott's, having a lovely time spreading this Christmas cheer. We'll be back shortly after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
It's 9:37, and I don't think I've felt as Christmassy as I do today as I had for you. Vanessa, is that Vanessa? It is. Well, that's a cousin of mine, just from a distance. Nice to see you today. Thinking about the family today, it's a little different this Christmas, but sending you my love to you and the gang, and I'll see you in a minute, but lovely to see you. Because your mum was very special person, I know that. Stephen Langrell is in Vancouver. We miss him and love him. He's our son. Could you say hello? Stephen, hello from us to you in Vancouver. And Ryan says, Tom Blake in Rathfarnham. Dickens came and gave a lecture in the Rotunda Rooms in the 1800s, just around the corner from the gate. I did not know that, but thank you for sharing. I appreciate that very, very much. Good morning, everybody. Okay out there in the crowd, you are? Yeah, do you want a half cup of cold coffee? Because it's yours. You just say so and I'm going to give it to you. Jenny Irwin is the buyer of children's wear and toys and uniforms in Ireland. Good morning, Jenny. Nice to see you again.
Morning. How are you?
Nice festive green jumper you're wearing this morning.
Yep.
Not over the top, but just on the button.
It's a little sprinkle of Christmas.
But tell me, Jenny, is that, because I'm slightly obsessed this part of this of late, is that a turtleneck, a polo neck, or a, what's the other one, a roll neck or something?
Turtleneck.
Thank you. Tell me, what's selling in Ireland in the toys department this year?
Wow, it's all about FAO shorts. Have you been down to see it this
morning? I went down this morning, and it's a little bit of New York magic down there, isn't it?
Absolutely fantastic. So I think you're on the giant piano, or I think our team were playing for you. So we've got the giant piano, we've got the clock that performs every hour. We've got some amazing like FAO Schwartz toys, and they're traditional toys. We've got train sets, we've got wooden building blocks, we've got tea sets. So really nice traditional presents that'll last a long time.
It's nice. There's a sense of about the place, about that back to basics thing. I mean, sure. I know I got reintroduced to the wonderful world of jigsaws. But honestly, I just love them. They're just very peaceful and mindful, to use the word. But there's something lovely about gathering around and everyone just getting stuck in.
Yeah, I mean, top sellers this year are Lego, which is selling, which obviously you can sit with your mum and dad and you can do all of that. All the STEM learning from Discovery.
Yeah.
So it's all about doing experiments, making slime, building remote control, solar-powered engines.
Yes.
So again, that's sitting down, do as a family, doing things together. And board games, again, really, really
Are they strong. back in the...
Yeah, and I mean, most of the board games are made in Ireland and Waterford. So they're like, so, you know... So
is that Hasbro?
Hasbro. All the Hasbro are made down there, so it's lovely we're supporting Irish as well.
I love that, and the more of that we do, the better for everyone. And there was a time when we'd gather around the TV to look at programmes together, and that's effectively gone or disappearing unless it's big shows and big events. But a board game is filling that void now because everyone's in, and I think that's a lovely thing to do. So people should consider maybe getting one for the family on Christmas and seeing what happens, whether it's Guess Who or Connect Four or Hungry Hippo, but just throw it into the mix on Christmas Day itself. And you've got the piano from, as we say, in big. Now, what about that enormous teddy bear I met on the toy show recently? Is that his name?
No, we nicknamed him Albert.
It's a good name.
Yeah.
Albert the Bear.
Albert the Bear.
And Albert is, he's enormous. I got a picture taken with him downstairs because he looks a bit wrecked and so am I.
Yeah.
So there's myself and Albert looking wrecked together. that's kind of good fun. So that's, he's there. And he's for sale.
He is, yes.
He's got a he's got a big price tag on him, which
he's 580 euros, but that's a lot of bear.
That's a lot of bear, and that's going to require a lot of room as well. So you need a fairly big old house for that, which is big. So that's good, and that's Albert the Bear. And board games and personalization and customization—that's another interesting thing.
Yeah. So if you go upstairs to our Christmas fair, there's lots of personalization upstairs. So we've got Santa sacks, we've got mugs, and we've even got a little present for you of really personalized socks.
Well, now, I mean, if I can show, so this is a pair of what feel like tights, but they're socks.
Yes.
And they've got my face all over them. And I think that I'm obviously so vain. and narcissistic, the word of the year, that I'm going to wear them and no shoes on the Late Late Show this week.
Fabulous.
Yeah, I'm just going to wear it. No, I'm not going to wear them. On the, but there's a lovely present. Super socks with your face on them.
You can get everything on. You can put your dog's face, your face, anything face. You design them yourself in store. They're ready after 30 minutes. And 20 quid for adults, 15 for children.
Who would not want their socks with their dog's face on them? I mean, honest to goodness. Jenny Irwin, good to see you this morning. Great. Thanks for coming in and saying hello. 51551 is the text number. At 18 minutes to 10, we'll take a piece of music. Let's go with Dino. Good man. Nothing wrong with a bit of Dean Martin in our lives on a Christmassy morning. And it is 9:44. And it is, of course, December. And we're here on December the 5th, live from the Arnott's store. And I have to say, very, very Christmassy. And everyone very happy about that. Lovely crowd shows up to say hello. Good morning, everybody. You're all still here. Where's everyone from? Sligo? Waterford? Mayo? Leixlip? Kildare? Santry? Louth? Lucan? Sorry? Kerry? It's the full Irish. It's the full Irish. You're all very welcome. Can we get my pattern? Just want to talk to this little dote here and her grandchild. Who am I talking to here?
Olivia.
Okay, and how old is Olivia?
3 and a half.
Olivia, do you want to tell me what you're getting for Christmas? What did you want from Santa?
A mini kitchen.
A mini kitchen?
And a sweeper.
And a sweeper for the floor?
Yeah.
Okay, do you like working in the kitchen and playing in the kitchen?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's kind of who are you gonna play with? Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Hannah.
So you and Hannah are just gonna hang out and do stuff, is that right?
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly what you should do. And you are
Angela.
And your relation is
granddaughter.
Granddaughter. Do you like ABBA?
Yes.
Yeah, good, because I'm going to send you to go and see Mamma Mia at the Bord Gáis Energy Theatre in December. So you can have a treat night out for looking after the grandchildren. You are representing all the grandparents in Ireland who look after grandchildren and do an extra job that they probably shouldn't have to do, but they do. So well done to you.
Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. Well done. Okay, Amanda Coogan, good morning.
Good morning,
Ryan. You might be saying, who is Amanda Coogan? A lot of you will know her as an artist, and some of you will have known her because of, on Friday night, you did the state some service as the sign language interpreter on the Toy Show.
It was unbelievable.
We wanted to talk to you about it.
Such bit of crack. And actually, the response was overwhelming. So what happened was on RT News Now and on The Player, myself and my colleague, Daniel Crean, were just on the corner, like you see an interpreter in the middle of the night, I suppose, if you turn on the television.
Exactly.
Except we were doing it live while you were bouncing around and singing your snowman song and doing all the fabulous madness. We were literally in a studio upstairs, locked in and translating everything live.
But how did you do that? Because there is no script. There is no direction necessarily. And I don't know what's going to come out of my mouth or the children's mouth at any point. So you must be on your toes.
It was literally, we were like greyhounds, absolutely ready. We'd done a lot of research. And of course, my love, I do a lot of theatre interpreting.
Okay.
All over the place. So I went straight for the songs and I did a lot of practicing. Let it go.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you show me, can you sign Let It Go?
Let it go.
Oh, that's quite theatrical, isn't it?
Yes, in the sense
that it's...
But also, in the film, you know, she puts out her hand
yes.
and the snow bounces from her palm.
Yes.
So I was trying to make some kind of connection with the film. With what the film looks like. Because our aim is that deaf children have exactly the same experience as hearing children when they're seeing the Toy Show. And this is the very first time that the Toy Show was signed. So the response has been phenomenal, yeah. Absolutely amazing. And, you know, this year's Toy Show was so inclusive, but it was also a little tear-jerky. Yeah. And I was just waiting for the message from deaf people to say that they were crying during the Toy Show. And I'm like, yes, I did my job right then, if they're crying as well.
Yeah, of course, because you had to interpret the emotion as much as...
Oh, absolutely. The spirit of it, the feeling of it, the inclusivity of it. And because you had myself and Daniel there translating it live, it included the deaf community, both old and young. So my parents were able to watch it for the very first time and follow it live.
Is that live?
I thought you were doing live there.
I'm I'm now confused between you gesturing and you signing. So I thought
I'm
that was live.
Just being Italian.
live television. But that inclusivity is key. And your parents are both deaf, is that right?
Yes.
Which makes you what they call a coda.
Yes, a child of deaf adults. It's a really funky kind of word, but the deaf community call us little pearls.
They're
precious little pearls, yeah.
And your parents, so when you were growing up, were you born into sign?
You absolutely. Well, yeah. I'm the first. I'm the oldest in the family. Not okay. Bossy at all, by the way.
No, you don't strike me as being too bossy. At all. Yes.
Yeah. And so my folks would sign to each other. And then, of course, their friends would be in and out of the house. And we'd be in the deaf club. The deaf club is kind of... deaf community is kind of like a little village. So the deaf club is somewhere where deaf people meet and they can all sign. And we, as codas, as the hearing children, yeah, were able to scream at the top of our lungs and just run up and down the corridors.
You're saying this like that was a good thing.
It was awesome.
It was kind of like the bonus.
Yeah, because nobody told us to be quiet.
Okay. Yeah, that's pretty handy. But and then in
the perks.
But I remember talking about watching a film like The Wizard of Oz,
uh-huh,
with your parents.
Yeah.
And the colour and the magic of it. And you're hearing, say, the Munchkins squeaking, yeah, or whatever.
Well, my sister Michelle Coogan does an amazing takeoff of the Munchkins. So we would kind of bounce around, almost making it up in, yeah, you know, a kind of a mime kind of way for them, but mostly just having the crack between us.
And that's to bring it all alive.
Yeah.
What were people saying to you in terms of what you achieved on the toy show, for example, when you were signing it? What did people feel was...
It was phenomenal. I was getting messages, and I think RTE were getting messages as well that they sent out to me, that deaf people for the very first time,
yeah,
were able to access the toy show equally. And then some what we call hearing people, so just everybody, were texting in. I'm not on social media, so I don't really know. My brilliant husband showed me them the other day, and we're saying, oh my goodness, you know, the ISL woman and the ISL man living their best life.
Because you seem to be enjoying
it. We absolutely were having the crack. Sure, you couldn't do a job like that now without being mad about the spirit of Christmas, getting ready for Christmas, kids wonder at this thing, and the brilliant slip-ups. We were just waiting for all the fabulous slip-ups and the guns in the audience, and those three little
the triplets
were phenomenal. But the girls were phenomenal. You made me cry as well. I was really upset because you were wrecking my makeup, and I was about to go back on camera.
There's a makeup department here.
No. This is on Friday. This was on Friday. I was like, oh, my goodness. It was very emotional. Yeah. It was really awesome. And so our job was really to get that across in Irish Sign Language. And Irish Sign Language is an indigenous Irish language.
Yes.
I mean, it's so beautiful. I am, you know, a sign language user. Of course, I'm a little biased. But it's the most beautiful language. And we just got the ISL Act passed 2 years ago, 14th of December.
Yes.
So this is a great stepping stone for equality and inclusion for the Irish deaf community.
Where were you when that legislation was passed?
Me and my dad were in in Buswell's Hotel opposite the door, literally, and they put it on the television for us with subtitles, and the two of us got up and were crying and hugging each other. It was really
it was
one of those watershed moments.
Yeah.
Really, really was.
Oh,
yeah.
Good. Well, I'm just glad that we were able to be part of that story in some ways. And I presume that's not the last time we'll be doing that.
Oh, I really hope. Yeah, I really hope. I mean, you know, this is amazingly public broadcasting at its best, to put a sign language interpreter, put all those resources into a sign language interpreter live on the toy show.
And we were lucky to have you both, and thank you very much for being such a great part of that. And I have the theme for next year's show in my head already.
Awesome. We'll have a whisper with you.
I'll definitely give you the heads up on
death.
That. Yeah, yeah. You're going to love it, by the way. All right. Thank you so much. Amanda Coogan joining
us. Thanks a
big round of applause for Amanda, who's just fab. Happy Christmas to you and yours. Thanks for being with us this morning as we are live from the foyer here in Arnott's and having a great time. Very, very Christmas. Brenda O'Connell was on to say, as well as being an ISL interpreter, Amanda's a wonderful performance artist, and I've written a lot about her, and it's great to hear her on the radio. Another says, we lost our dog in June after 16 years. I got my husband the socks with our dog's face in them, and he loved them, a little build for him. So that's a lovely thing to do. Liz is from the Liberty. She says, I was at the Christmas Carol on Monday with friends Eileen, Mary and Pearl, the latter up from Tralee for her annual Christmas visit. It was so moving. The tears were flowing by the end, and it was uplifting, and I loved the bell ringing and the Christmas carols aptly woven through. It was wonderful. And Owen Rowe is the best Scrooge ever in such an imaginative setting. Age profile was from 7 to 80. And happy Christmas to you and everyone. Thank you. And one says, can you send best wishes? Of course we can. To our beautiful daughter, Stephanie Hastings, and my goddaughter, Emily Healy, in Vancouver. More from Vancouver. We're missing them so much and really looking forward to seeing them at Christmas. Thank you from Mum and Dad. And that's a very, very easy thing to do, to pass on our love from you to Vancouver. Let's say hello to a couple of people in the audience. Who have we got over here? Will I wander over and say hello? No, I better not, because I don't have my... Okay, so what's your name?
Freya.
And where are you from, Freya?
Dublin.
And what brings you here today? Are you going to see Santa?
Yeah.
Tell me a little idea of what you want from him.
A bike and a few surprises and...
A few bits and pieces like that.
Yeah.
And is that your mum? Is that Denise?
Yes.
Hi.
Hi, Ryan.
So I love your style, because you're wearing a coat that has kind of like an exaggerated houndtooth effect.
Yes.
And your daughter, Freya, is wearing a scarf.
I know.
With the same pattern on it.
A little bit matching, yeah.
You're very coordinated. So you're here today in Ireland, so you're going to see Santa?
Yes.
Is this an annual thing, or is it just first time?
Yes, we take a little sneaky day every Christmas, and we just come in, the two of us, and do a bit of shopping and go and see Santa and pick up some presents.
What a lovely thing to do. There's nothing like...
And it happened on the same day as the show last year.
As we're here. Yeah, so yeah. This is our reunion trip.
Absolutely.
There's nothing quite like when you're a child of that day where you're taken away from school for half a day to do things.
It's exciting.
There's magic in that. You know that. Have a lovely day. Tell Santa I was asking for him, won't you?
Thanks, Ryan.
Okay, is Maureen... We're going to say hello to Maureen.
Hi, good morning, Ryan.
How are you today?
Great, thank you. I just heard you on the radio and I hopped on the loose and in I came.
Good, you swept in from where?
Yeah, just from Rialto. There I hopped on.
Thank you for making the effort to come and see us, and happy Christmas.
Great to be here.
We were talking about Rod Stewart earlier on.
Yeah, I was there last night. Amazing.
How
was
he?
Absolutely loved it. Fantastic, yeah. I got a present of the tickets at 6 p.m.
That was... Who's giving away tickets at 6 o'clock in the day?
Yeah, no, my sister couldn't go, so she was looking for someone to take it up, so off I went. Yeah, my other sister was brilliant.
What was the song of the night?
Fantastic.
Which one?
All of them.
He
was just fantastic.
He gave it. He's on again tonight, which would be amazing.
He was brilliant, yeah.
You know, on the night of the toy show, somebody rang in at 4:30 to say,
yeah,
I can't go tonight. I have to hand back my tickets.
Yeah.
Because she was going in to have her baby.
Oh,
the water's
my
broke.
Oh,
yeah,
my
I must find out. I'll tell you tomorrow what happened to that.
Brilliant,
We're going to send you to David Gray at the Three Arena.
Thank you so much.
So if you like gigs, you'll enjoy that.
Oh,
so
thanks a million. I never win anything, and I enter all your competitions.
Well, here's the...
I have lost a fortune.
Well,
thank you.
You've gained a fortune now, so that's going to be...
Oh, that's so nice.
You're going to have a great time. So enjoy yourself at that gig.
Thank you.
At 9:55, we're on the way out the door nearly from here in Ireland, and let's take a quick break before we say goodbye. Enough time to say a quick hello to Karen Nixon. Good morning, Karen. And your business is what?
It's Vintage Tea Trips, vintagetourist.ie.
I mentioned this yesterday because of your survey saying that people need to get off their phones and into their teapots.
It is so important.
So if I was to get on board your 1960s bus at Temple Bar in Dublin, where are you going to bring me? In what style?
So we take a really nostalgic trip around Dublin. You hop on board and we serve full afternoon tea. So it really is like stepping back in time.
And cups and saucers?
Ish.
That'll get messy on the bus.
It would do,
So cups is fine. What sort of cake are you doing?
It's full traditional afternoon tea, so your scones, your clotted cream, your jam, your sandwiches, and a selection of sweets.
And where are you bringing us in Dublin?
We are a mobile biscuit tin, and we take off in Temple Bar, and we bring you through the park, up O'Connell Street, through George and Dublin, down by the cathedrals. So it really is a nostalgic trip through all your favourite parts of the city.
Music playing gently.
1960s jazz in the background.
Get me on that bus immediately.
I know. It's really good fun.
And it's great fun. And people can find you on vintagetourist.ie.
Yes.
And is it a big business, or are you on your own, or how's it?
Yeah, we're 3 years in, and we have a very small team, but I work with the most amazing people. My grandmother was the inspiration behind Vintage Tea Tours. Her Kitchen was always open. She was a quintessential Irish mammy.
Nanny Pass, yeah.
Nanny Pass, yeah, we're all talking about Nanny Pass, yeah. Nitchet Cardi. Whether you were the Pope or the postman, the door was open. And we're really just trying to recreate that on board. So it's a great experience for all ages.
Can I come on the bus and over Christmas?
Have you on the bus, yes.
I'll be there. Thank you for coming in to see
us. Thank you so much.
Happy Christmas.
You too.
On the buses with Cara Nixon, vintagedetours.com. What a lovely thing to do. We have to say goodbye now. But a happy Christmas, by the way, to Mary Kate and her husband, Nick, in Toowoomba, in Queensland. And her uncle Paul and wife Mary and children also in Toowoomba. Missing you all from Carmel and Sean, Emer, John and Mark, and of course Marty the dog. Thank you to everybody. I know Shane Penders in Sydney, by the way, his cousins Lena Dively and Siobhan Dively in Melbourne. Happy Christmas to the three from your family in Galway, and Auntie Claire, who's a friend of ours here in Arnott's. Claire, happy Christmas to you and all the family all over the world. Wonderful. We'll say goodbye for now. We'll see you tomorrow between 9 and 10. We'll have Phoebe Waller-Bridge joining us live. She's quite the catch for us tomorrow morning, so you'll enjoy that. Thank you to Arnott's for looking after us as well as they always do. To Tom Norton and Pat O'Carney on sound, the team, as always, brilliant. And to you, good people of Ireland, for showing up in such numbers this morning. Happy Christmas. See you tomorrow. Stay tuned for Sean O'Rourke.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.